Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Current trading conditions continue to support higher cotton prices. Mills are in need of cotton for shipment over the next few months, so demand is strong and supplies are tighter. Improved economic conditions, along with the relaxing of public health measures in some markets, has increased cotton demand. The World Bank recently increased the world GDP forecast for 2021 to 5.6% as compared to 4.1% in January. Vaccine distribution is likely further boosting confidence. At the U.S. retail level, we've seen a significant recovery in demand to a record level. The May 2021 estimate is the highest on record and 14% higher than in May 2019. With planning for the 2021 U.S. crop almost complete, many are anticipating the release of USDA's June 30th acreage report. In March, USDA estimated 12 million planted acres, but actual planted acreage will likely be under this number. This has been a challenging planting season with flooding in some areas and cloudy, wet conditions impacting crop development in some areas of the Cotton Belt. Early in the planting season, Texas was in a severe drought situation, but has received rainfall, alleviating most of the severe drought concerns. Some areas of Texas will still need additional rainfall throughout the growing season. Drought conditions have increased in the southeast over the last month. With a U.S. crop in the 16 to 17 million bale range, a slightly higher U.S. mill projection for the 21 crop year, U.S. ending stocks are projected to decline further in the 21 crop year. Lower exports are expected based on tighter supplies. This would result in extremely tight U.S. stocks for the 21 crop year. So looking at the world balance sheet, a recovery in mill use has occurred during the 2020 crop year. In the latest USDA report, 2020 world consumption was slightly increased this month to 118 million bales, which is 1 million bales lower than the February 2020 level. World cotton production in 2020 was slightly below 2019, mostly due to lower production in the U.S. and Brazil. World stocks continue to decline in the 20 crop year, and a further decline is projected for 2021. World production is expected to increase in 2021 as higher production in most major cotton-producing countries is expected to offset a larger decline in China due to reduced acreage.